Welcome to the Daily News Update for Friday, October 9th, 2020, just 3 weeks away from the election. We've got a lot of breaking news for you today, starting with the fact that, according to media standards, the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan should have been called mostly peaceful. I pointed this out in a story last night that these people were arrested in Michigan for talking about how they wanted to essentially have a citizen's arrest of the governor and try her for treason. They were talking about it. No buildings were burned down. No police officers were assaulted. No cop cars were destroyed. No innocent civilians were shot. In fact, there was no violence whatsoever. But the FBI wants to pretend that these extremists, who, by the way, were total anarchists, they're not even right-wing, they were just like boogaloo anarchists, that this is the greatest terrorist threat in America, while the FBI completely ignores Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who are committing actual violence and actually seizing downtown Seattle, for example, and actually burning down buildings and shooting people on the streets and killing people and assaulting police officers. The FBI says none of that's a problem. No, it was these people in Michigan who were talking about removing the governor. A governor, by the way, who is guilty of treason. A governor who should be removed from power via the 14th Amendment, by the way. So I don't think she should be kidnapped. I think Trump should have her arrested and charged with treason. So, you know, that's not unreasonable, but there you go. Oh, so why isn't the media saying it was mostly peaceful? Good question. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, we do have maybe a little under 100 Health Ranger buckets, the storable food buckets, still available. I think we sold like 150 sets yesterday. There's a little under 100 left. They'll probably be gone over the weekend, if not sooner. So if you want to check those out, just go to prepwithmike.com and get your hands on those. We're having trouble getting some of the raw materials, so we're making them as best we can, but the numbers are pretty limited. Okay, next story. A virologist, this is the woman from China, the whistleblower virologist, Li Mengyang. I don't know exactly what the Chinese symbols are for her name, but we'll just call her Yan Xiaojie. Okay. She says that the virologist's documents prove that SARS-CoV-2, which is the Wuhan coronavirus, was created by the Chinese military as a bioweapon. It was built as a bioweapon in a lab, and it was deliberately released. So this means that China carried out an act of war against the entire world. And when you consider the fact that Barack Obama was part of the funding of this through the NIH under Obama with Dr. Fauci, that this was a bioweapon created by a conspiracy between the deep state and communist China. And they released it onto the world to get rid of Trump. They released it to try to crush Trump's economy and win the election. I mean, that's how evil these people are. They built a bioweapon, they unleashed it on the world, killing millions of people just so they could get rid of Trump. That tells you how evil they are. And that story is up on Natural News right now. Now, in another story where we are critical of Trump, he credits Big Pharma for his miraculous recovery, but he completely neglects to mention zinc and vitamin D that he's been taking. So why doesn't he realize that zinc is pretty miraculous too, because it halts viral replication in your lungs? No, Trump credits Big Pharma. And he was injected with these experimental antibodies from a company called Regeneron, I believe. And he said it cured him. And then the White House physician released this announcement that said, oh, Trump now has antibodies in his blood. Well, yeah, you injected him with antibodies, you dumbass. Of course he would have antibodies in his blood. Doesn't mean his body made the antibodies. Okay. So Trump's talking like he's immune. No, all he has is passive immunity. He doesn't yet have active immunity, where your body builds its own antibodies. He's just taking antibodies from a drug company. That's not immunity. You know, not active immunity. It's just passive immunity. So the fact that they're announcing he's got antibodies in his blood is pointless. It's like if you take a syringe full of, you know, what, manganese, and you inject somebody with a bunch of manganese, and then you run a test, you're like, oh, there's manganese in his blood. Yeah, no duh. You put it in there. These people are idiots. I tell you, it's incredible. Next story, Heathrow Airport in London is testing a COVID-19 passport technology that will force air travelers to submit to vaccines. So here we go. This is the COVID-19 medical credit scoring system being beta tested in London, of course, you know, the headquarters of Orwellian big government tyranny. But it's going to spread all around the world, where you won't be able to travel unless you have all the vaccine shots that the state requires. So if you don't have a flu shot, you won't be allowed to travel. If you don't have an MMR vaccine, you won't be allowed to travel. Even though these vaccines actually shed viruses. So a polio vaccine causes polio and spreads polio. And this is how they will spread it. They'll make sure that everybody flying on an airplane has the polio vaccine. So they will shed the polio virus on the airplane and spread polio on the flight. And then this will promote more polio vaccines when the press goes, you know, into hysteria mode over all the new polio cases popping up in travelers. That's how that works. They actually use vaccines to spread the diseases that then promote the vaccines. Okay, next story. The World Health Organization is tangled up in Big Pharma's web of influence, and the WHO has become a drug-pushing pimp. That's right. The WHO works for really two entities, Communist China and Big Pharma. And that's it. The WHO is not interested in helping humanity. I mean, they've been pushing the infertility vaccines, you know, in Africa and other places, South America, India, and so on. So they're interested in exterminating humankind and promoting communism. And also, of course, global government. That's the WHO. But you already knew all that. It's just that you're not allowed to say that on Facebook, are you? Which is another reason, by the way, to join Brighteon.social. We have over 10,000 members now, and it's growing every day. You can speak freely. Easy to join, absolutely free. And you can follow my tweets there as well. Brighteon.social. My username is @HealthRanger. Okay, the Chaicom government, that's the Chinese communist, is funneling money to left-wing anarchists who are burning and looting American cities. And we've reported on some of this in the past, how communist China is funding the full auto drop-in weapons upgrades and illegal suppressors for firearms, but also higher-end equipment such as RPGs and 60-millimeter mortars that are being acquired by left-wing forces as they attempt to launch their coup attempt against the United States of America, which will probably happen shortly after Election Day. And, oh, by the way, an interesting note. This is not a story yet, but I've got to add this in. You know how Nancy Pelosi says that she wants to start a new 25th Amendment commission to be able to remove future presidents from office using 25th Amendment? Guess what? She wouldn't be doing this if the Democrats thought they were going to win the election, because they don't want to remove Democrats. They only want to remove Trump. And so this is all about targeting Trump in his second term, which tells you that even Nancy Pelosi realizes that Trump's going to win the election. Of course he is, because, you know, what moron is going to vote for a brain-dead Joe Biden and an evil witch Kamala Harris, who's so annoying to listen to, you'd vote against her just to get her to shut up. I mean, no one can hear that shrill, smirking, arrogant voice of Harris for more than, 90 minutes during the debate. That's about it. That's all you can handle. If Biden becomes president, he's going to be replaced quickly with Kamala Harris, and then the suicide rates will go up all across the country as people blow their brains out just to stop hearing her voice. All right, in other news, the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns are worsening the debt bomb problem of the American middle class. Yeah, this is huge. Actually, this maybe should have been the headline story. So the American middle class is in deep trouble with debt, and they relied on, you know, steady paychecks and a good economy just to be able to cover the minimum payments on their credit card debt and loans and mortgages and so on. Now that's been blown out of the water. So we're going to see a debt bomb imploding here very soon across the middle class, sadly. And America is going to devolve into mostly just the wealthy elite, like the Jeff Bezos type people, and then the masses of the impoverished former middle class who are now sleeping in their cars and trailers and tents or tent cities or homeless shelters. That's where this is going, all by design. Remember, the Chinese built the weapon with the help of funding from Obama and Dr. Fauci, the NIH. They built this weapon, they released it on the world so that they could crush human society. And then left-wing governors like Newsom and Cuomo and so on, they continued the lockdowns for months. And it's still going on today. Inslee in Washington, Brown in Oregon, and so on, in order to crush the middle class and create poverty, create destitution, and dependence on the government. So it's working as planned by the communists and the Democrats and the left-wing lunatics, the Orwellian authoritarians who want to rule over your society. That's why you got to vote for Trump to defeat these lunatics. Okay, let's see what else we have here. An Ohio lawmaker demands answers from the FBI on Hunter Biden's illicit foreign deals. An Oregon State University professor claims that white Christians are responsible for West Coast wildfires. And the radical left has now gone all in with a conspiracy theory that claims Trump never had COVID, even though, of course, it was probably a left-wing assassination team that unleashed it at the debate, you know. But they claim, the left now claims that he never had COVID, and that conspiracy theory is allowed to be shared on Facebook, but not other conspiracy theories, only the ones that serve the left. So, which is insane. Kamala Harris claims that an unborn baby is part of a pregnant woman's own body, that it's not a baby until it's born, and even then they support killing it after birth, you know, post-birth abortions. And then Pope Francis says the new world order needs to happen right now so that the United Nations is in charge of all countries of the world. And along those same lines, the New York Times has published a treasonous op-ed calling for a United Nations takeover of the United States. So you know how in the past couple of years I've been warning about a UN occupation and invasion of America? And remember how the first time you heard that, you thought that was crazy? And now it's in the New York Times calling for it, just so you know. Yeah, we could see this coming a mile away. All right, so there you go. That's the news for today, Friday, October 9th. There will be no updates this weekend. We'll resume on Monday. However, check out the new video with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, where she and I expose the fake science of COVID-19, quote, cases. And I've also got a podcast up that talks about the Pelosi plan to overthrow the election, as well as the lying witch Kamala Harris and why she's just a novice compared to the demon-worshipping, satanically infested Hillary Clinton. You know, when Kamala Harris says she wants to destroy America and cause intense suffering and death, Hillary Clinton says, hold my beer. She'll show you how it's really done. So there you go. That's the news for today. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend. Use it to get prepared because we've only got, 3 weeks to go before probably a massive uprising begins right after the election. That's what it looks like is going to happen. But put up your Trump signs, get ready to vote Trump, and be ready to defend your life, your property, your family, your community, and if necessary, your nation against those who are trying to destroy it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com.